Welcome to ATHO Radio. Our first guest today is Elsie Wutwin. Welcome to the show, Elsie.
You can call me Elsie Wutwin.
Of course, Elsie Wutwin. Tell us about your relationship with Summer the Snail.
Summer was a favorite of mine. Very smart, understood Latin. But he was a bit on the naughty side, if you know what I mean. Made love to every snail in my yard. It was embarrassing when my teenage grandson visited. He'd sit for hours watching.
Thank you, Elsie Wutwin, for joining us. This part of the program has been brought to you by La House of Slightly Difficult Relatives. If your sister bites your finger off and bloodies up the room, just turn her into us and get rid of your gloom. If your auntie comes to visit and stinks of perfume, just turn her into us and get rid of your gloom. If your cousin starts a fire and uses gasoline to fume, just turn him into us and get rid of the gloom. Send your slightly difficult relative to La House of Slightly Difficult Relatives. We will find a place for them. Our next guest is gastropodic lobotomist Donald Sectum. Please welcome Donald.
You can call me Don.
Don, tell the audience why you asked to be interviewed today.
I felt tremendous guilt since Summer was crushed to death on a high sidewalk. You see, I performed a lobotomy on Summer. I thought she needed it.
Explain why you thought Summer needed a lobotomy.
Needed is actually the wrong word. I thought Summer would be happier with a lobotomy.
I'm sure your decision was based on good reason.
I thought so at the time. Summer had bad memories of her parents being sauteed in butter.
I can certainly understand the compassion behind your decision.
The problem is, Summer lost all sense of reason along with his memories. But she left town with a stranger, knowing nothing of the consequence. And look at what happened. Smashed beyond help. Couldn't even be scraped off the sidewalk.
But think of the peace of mind Summer experienced. All the bad memories wiped away.
Yes. Thank you. I needed someone to tell me that.
And now for Name That Sound. If you guessed a traffic jam in Athol on Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m., you are right. Finally, Gramps number 3924 sent a pun appropriate for today's show. Where do you find giant snails? On the end of giant's fingers. Time to say goodbye. Tune in again to Athol Radio. Wonderful Athol, clean and green Athol, terrorist-free, pollution-free. Wonderful Athol, peaceful Athol, I love you, Athol.